Hi, you're listening to the Go Time Podcast with Impact Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I'm Pastor Brandon. Go Time stands for Global Outreach Time, where we share about the amazing things that God is doing through Impact Church in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nations. To get involved or find out more information, check out our website at impactfxbg.church. Thanks for listening.
We're going into our go time, and for people that don't know, it stands for Local Outreach Time, and this is where we get to talk about what's going on locally and globally through our church. And the reason we like to talk about it is because, you know, we got busy lives, school, work, kids, everything, right? So we like to kind of talk about it, so maybe there's something that we talk about that you may want to get involved in. Because, you know, just like we are saying, you know, Christ is working, and we want everybody to be part of that work as well. So, and today I'm super excited about what we're going to talk about. I'm going to bring up Wes and Brandon up, and we're going to talk about Greece. You know, it's been a while since they came back from Greece, but this is an exciting topic for me. You know, I went there last year, and it was an awesome time. You know, just sharing who God is and loving on people. It was just a very sweet time with the Lord. Yeah, I just wanted to recap and see what happened over there.
Yeah. Well, first of all, it's a huge joy that we get to share with you guys about what God is doing around the world. So we just believe that anytime we send people around the world, to whom much is given, much is required. So we've been given those experiences, so now it's up to us to come bring them back to you so that you can understand what God is doing all over the world. So this trip was special because it was a little bit of a shotgun trip. It was one that wasn't originally planned a year in advance. It kind of came to be. So after 8 years of partnership in Athens, Greece, of just going at the height of the Syrian refugee crisis, we developed a partnership with someone who was a refugee from Syria. And within 6 months in Athens, Greece, he left Islam behind, was a Muslim, came out of that, chose to follow Jesus, began being discipled to follow Jesus, and was found packing his bags, getting ready to go back to Syria to go tell more people about Jesus. And if you know, that was probably not the safest or smartest thing he could have done at that point. So luckily, they said, why don't we wait until things calm down and you serve the Syrians who are coming to Greece, by the tens of thousands, by the way. And so he did. And that's when our church met him. Less than a year of him following Christ and coming out of Islam. And we met him, and for the last 8 years, we have walked with him through not just discipleship, but watching him serve the needs of refugees that are in Athens, Greece, not just from Syria, but all over the Middle East. And eventually, last summer, we got to a point where he says, I have many believers. Now, people have chosen to come out of being a Muslim and following Jesus. He said, so I think that was good, yes? And I said, yes, brother, I think this is good. And he says, yes. So what now? What do I do now? And I said, well, now you have a church. Oh, so we need a pastor. Yes, brother, yes. You will be the pastor of the church. And so fast forward a year later, some training, some wrestling. He actually, via Zoom, went through a lot of our residency training that our ministry residents are going through. Wes and I got a chance to hop on a plane, go to Athens, Greece. Our church took leadership of ordaining him as a pastor, and then helped open up and launch a brand new church full of people from the Middle East who just a few years ago were Muslims who are now following Jesus and are now hoping to lead more of those people to Jesus right there in Athens, Greece. I'll let Wes share a little bit about, so that gets us up to the trip. I'll let Wes share a little bit of some of his highlights from the trip.
Yeah, so it was really kind of two trips in one, like Brandon was talking about. So we started with the ordination of the pastor there, and then the second part of that was we did a Christmas party for them. And so both of those were kind of two things happening at the same time. It was a little fun to keep all of that together. But I think for me, one of the highlights was that ordination service, because we talk a lot at Impact about how we want to be a multi-ethnic church and multi-generational, and that we believe that is the clearest picture of heaven when we as the church represent that. And probably for the first time in my life, I got to really experience that in that ordination service, because we sang and prayed and spoke in Greek, Greek, English, and Arabic. Throughout the whole thing. And nobody, like, it was no big deal, it was no big thing, it was natural. And to be able to, one, both sing and being asked to sing, to do that for the English song, but also to be able to just be a part of that was, I think, something very moving and very, very almost sacred to be a part of that. Granted, when we show up, anytime I show up, the missionary looks at me and says, "You play." And I said, "Okay, what do you want me to play?" So we have to go back and forth on it, but we make it happen. So there was that. And then the other thing was that we got to, I think this trip, more than the ones that we sometimes take in the summer, we really just got to love on the missionary and his wife and spend some really cool time with them and their family. And really, they got to do the same back with us. And I think for me, that was probably the second highlight of the trip, was because oftentimes, as Christians, especially in America, we can sometimes feel like we're alone, like we're the only ones who get it, or we're the only ones who do it, or we're the only ones who are trying to live it. And then to show up somewhere, a 12-hour plane ride away, to sit down at a table and have immediate connection through the Spirit of the Lord, where you know that we are brothers and sisters and that we are one, and to experience that around a table of Egyptian falafel, which is incredible, by the way, is incredible. To be able to do that, I think, is something that is one of the closest tastes that we get of heaven on this side.
Yeah. It's really cool, because just in the ordination service, we were in an old evangelical Greek church. What you have to understand about Greece is it's predominantly Greek Orthodox. I'm half Greek, and so my biological dad's side of the family is that, and so I have a lot of thoughts about that. But a lot of people can look at that, and you see outward religion, and you would say this is a very religious country. But it's very void of Christ. It's very void of Jesus. And so the country of Greece is actually only 1% evangelical Christian. So what we would consider Christians there, their country is 1%. So from that, to be sitting in an old Greek church, ordaining a man from Syria, married to a woman from Egypt, with a daughter who prefers to speak English, with a bunch of Greek locals in a church, was truly a picture of heaven. And to see that we sang worship songs in Greek to honor the Greek people, and most of all Jesus. We sang worship songs in English because they wanted to honor us. And we sang worship songs in Arabic to honor the new pastor and his flock. And it was just an amazing, there was this supernatural unity. There was now some of the emails back and forth to get there. Everybody was a little anxious. Who are the Americans are coming? Oh boy, you know. And so everyone was a little anxious, but we all just tried to honor each other. And when we did that, it was this beautiful picture of unity that I don't know that we'll ever get again until we get to heaven. So thank you for sending us.
The other, the fun thing that we got to do after that, so after the ordination service, is we went back and we actually got to almost do a dedication of their new worship space. And so it was amazing for me, and I shouldn't have been amazed, because I know these people and their work ethic are amazing. The day before was a bare room that they were still like hanging stuff up. And then the night after the ordination service, it was decked out, like they had everything set up and ready to go. But we got to go in and so basically extend that spirit of unity from the ordination service to this place, where we got to pray over the space, and we got to pray over the people, and recognize that this is something new that God is doing in the midst of a part of Athens that most what we would consider good Christians have fled. It is the inner city where I won't do that on the mic. We'll talk about that later. But where there are just a lot of things happening that you would look at and say, this is not a place for a church to be. But they are staking their claim for Christ right there. And we got to be a part of even just praying for and dedicating that space, which is cool as well.
Yeah. And so the cool part is it's not like, great, mission accomplished. Between our two churches, Impact Church of Northern Virginia, Impact Church of Fredericksburg, the two churches have been working together to get to this point where, you know, it wasn't just a we went on a mission trip one time, took some pictures, felt good about ourselves, and said, where else can we go around the world? It wasn't about that at all. We saw God at work and said, we want to be wherever God is working. And that's where we went. The good news is that now, it took 8 years just to see enough Muslims come to Christ to now have a church. Now they have a church, and they need our help. Because they don't want to just grow that church really big. Guys, most of these people in their church in the next 2 years are going to leave. And they're going to start over again. They're going to plant a new church every 2 years because they're refugees. And their lives are like that. They're constantly on the move. And they're okay with that. But they need our help to do that. And so, Franklin, I think you're going to tell us a little bit about what that may look like. Where if you would like to see a picture of what we're describing to you today, I think we've got some opportunities this year for you to do that.
Yeah, so I'm super excited because today we get to announce our GO trips. And it's not GO trips. It's only one GO trip this year for now, right? Unless God wants us to go somewhere else. But it's really to focus in on the church in Greece. We're going there in June. They're going to pop up the slide in June 16th through the 30th. And the idea is to send two teams, right, of 8 to 10 people. And what's awesome about it is, like we said, it's a new church. So we get to train their leaders on how to be a church. And I mean, that is so cool. We get to show them what all the serves teams are, what's hospitality, what's kids team, what's next steps, right? A community group, right? What's a community group, right? We get to show them how to make disciples. And, you know, it's so awesome, you know. So we're looking about 8 to 10 people, maybe split that up, a week each or what have you, or 2 weeks if you want to go. We get to teach them as a church who we are.
It's really cool, Franklin. I'm excited about it. This is an opportunity for us to be where God is at work and to see God. And so I just want to encourage you, no matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing, if you want to go for 2 weeks, we'd love to have you. But we're basically doing it for 2 weeks, but only asking you to give up a week to come to Greece, to Athens. And to do this, pull this off, we want to send about 20 people. But guys, that's about how many people we send out every year on GO trips anyway. So this isn't an unusual number for us. We're just focusing all of our efforts on one place. And like Franklin said, if God opens up other doors, we'll share those with you throughout the year. But for now, this is the clearest door God has opened. And so you'll be hearing more about how you can apply for this trip, the deposit for this trip, things like that. We'll do some training with you. Like, it's not just I'm going to Athens. We're going to be really intentional and help you get to that point. So even if it intimidates you a little bit, but you feel a tug on your heart, let's go ahead and talk about that, because we'll try to get you as prepared as possible. One way you can let us know you're interested is on your response cards. There's an option for a next step that says take a GO trip. And if you're just a little bit interested, you can check that. And that'll give us a head start to say at least we know who's even interested, so we can start a conversation and start building our teams for that.
Yeah, and my email's up there as well if you need to reach out to me and ask me any questions. Greece is an awesome place, just love my time there last year. I went kicking and screaming, and now I can't wait to get back, which is crazy. But it's because of what Brandon said. God was working, and where God's working, you feel it. Again, your response cards, if you want to get more information, reach out to one of us, Mark, we'll get you all the information you need to make a decision. And also, you know, we're celebrating our week of prayer and fasting this week. Maybe this is something that you're going to pray about during this week to get you to point to connect with Jesus and see if this is the next step for you.
That's good.
Let me pray, and then we'll continue with worship.
Hey, Pastor Brandon here again. Thanks for listening to our Go Time podcast. Here's what I want to invite you to do. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube at ImpactFXBG or our website, ImpactFXBG.church. If something we talked about sparked an interest in you, we would love to hear from you. You can email hello@ImpactFXBG.church. Until next time, let's keep living the dream.